$2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour, the Friday Eve edition. Tomorrow, about this time, we'll be live from a Donald Trump rally in the Shaw, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
That you know, when you say Donald location. Trump rally, it sounds so like politically legitimate, man. This is the Trump treason tour, and I want you to refer to it as such from now on. That's the Trump treason tour.
That's not what they're calling it. They're calling it Trump rally blitz. I got a little email missive just a little bit ago. Can I share just a little?
Please.
And we'll get to the phones, 844-967-2789. Friend, I'm a friend now. President Trump is one day away from taking the stage in Wisconsin, and we need you to help stop big tech from censoring, all caps, his American First message. Big tech is censoring Donald Trump.
And low tech, we're going to broadcast it.
Come on, there's a little tech involved.
Yeah, I know, man. Come on. Broadcast radio been around a long time, man.
By taking our Trump rally poll, you'll be proving to the radical left that real patriots support Donald Trump's historic legacy. Can we count on your prompt response? And here's a quote from Donald J. Trump. They still list him as the president here. Together, we cannot fail. We will not fail. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. I mean, you could take that quote anywhere. So here are your options, Dom. Yes, I stand with President Trump, or no, I support censorship. It is a pretty binary. Actually, it's really sort of a, you know, let's just say you feel a little pushed in the corner. So should we just see a couple of the questions from the poll? Why not, right?
No, why not? I mean, let's go through the exercise.
Donated before using account? Log in. Anyways. Dom, will you support the Trump rally blitz? I'm going to put no.
Does my cup? I'm there. We're going to cover it. We're going to address it. We're going to talk about it. We're talking about it now. Is that the fact that we even acknowledge it is some sort of support?
Well, you know, they acted like it was going to be a poll, but there's only one question. Will you support the Trump rally blitz? And even though I've answered no, the next line says, please contribute any amount right now to help make Trump rally blitz a huge success. And then it's got like a scrolling amount of how much different patriots, apparently they're all patriots.
You know, the finest patriots donate the most money.
And then there are all these different, you know, little boxes that are jumping out at me, telling me how much I could contribute now. And keeping this box check will make this a monthly recurring donation to fund the GOP's fight to take back the House and Senate in November. It's conveniently pre-checked for
you. Oh, see, so they're saving you time and energy to have to click the box for your recurring. And, you know, heaven forbid, you know, months later you realize, oh, my God, that was a mistake. I never wanted to do that. Good luck getting your money back. Or maybe you get a private entrance at the Trump Blitz rally, Trump treason.
Trump treason tour. Trump blitz rally. There is another box you could check. Check this box to make an additional donation on August 8th to keep our momentum going. Let's post a huge fundraising number to start August strong. Now,
fundraising for who and for what? I mean, what are you talking about, man?
You're not running for anything per se, are
you? He's running for his life. He's running for the border.
Well, here's another one, Dom. Campaign finance law requires us to collect your employment information.
What's he running for? What campaign is he talking about? What
governing campaign finance laws? So the second question of the poll, number one is, will you support the Trump rally blitz? And I put no. And number two, I'm retired, or you got to give them your employer information because they expect a donation right now. They want it now.
No.
The Trump, what they call it here?
Treason tour. Trump treason tour. It's a triple T, man. It's hashtag Trump treason tour. You can do it. Say it.
You know I cannot because of alliteration reasons and you know, like Thursday.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Treason tour. Trump yes. treason tour. Trump treason tour.
2022. Oh my God, there's so many T's.
844-967-2789. Our friend Matt calling in from Minneapolis. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I think they should do the fascist blitz by Sweet. You know, that's what that should be.
The ballroom blitz. Yeah, man. Also, a fine rendition done by Crocus, if I recall.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to talk about Kansas really quick.
Sure.
My girlfriend's from Wichita, and so we go there to see her family every now and then. And I've played in a goth rock band for years and years and years.
Nice.
And there's this
and you have a girlfriend?
Come on.
Anyway, there's this bar there called Kirby's, and it's been there since the 70s, and it's held together literally with band stickers, you know, and they have Goth Night once a month, and it packs out there.
Nice.
And as a matter of fact, one of the main female police officers on the Wichita Police Force is a goth. We call her Goth Cop. So anyway, what my point is that I've gotten to know a lot of people in that town, and you know, there was vote no signs on all these people's lawns, you know, of those people and the alternative people and in some of the clothes stores and stuff. So it was a pretty organized thing. So it did not surprise me that it got voted down.
Well, Matt, there were also sort of some counter efforts, things they were sending out via text, like give women a choice, vote yes. Well, that, of course, is just the opposite of what that would have done. The choice to lose all your rights would be the only choice you're voting for. But there were efforts afoot to confuse the electorate as well. I guess, Matt, the fact that the people saw through it and still overwhelmingly rejected this attack.
60-40, yeah, that's a big win, Matt.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is, for sure. But anyway, you know, I mean, that's why everybody was, you know, I knew some of that crap was going on because people that are friends that live in Wichita are friends of mine on Facebook, you know, follow a couple of bands of mine, and they were telling me they got those wacko texts.
Matt, let me ask you sort of an off-the-beaten-path question. You say you're a goth band member, and you're sort of a double unicorn because you actually have a girlfriend. Do you also cheer for an NFL team? Are you a Vikings fan by chance, Matt?
I'm not a sports guy, and I'm also in a couple of other bands. I've got a Dio tribute that's fronted by a female singer.
Yeah, heaven and hell, baby.
Yeah, we do everything Dio, Sabbath Dio, Rainbow Dio.
Rainbow, yeah.
Matt,
bring it
to
me.
In the future, lead with the Dio cover band, not the goth band. But please continue, sir.
And then I've got a 60s band, too, where we do psychedelic stuff like Blue Cheer and Strawberry Alarm Clock.
That nice, dude.
Psychedelic light show. And when we play out, there's a lot of freedom smell going on in the bar.
Matt, appreciate your call, man. Thanks for sharing. Talking about the psychedelics, I was actually trying to get there through the NFL, through quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Did you see the latest? It's being reported everywhere from TMZ to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Apparently, he's into the psychedelics.
Yeah, baby, Sundays are for shrooms. I keep telling you.
Now, how do you get away as an NFL player, the highest paid player in the league, I believe? Now, claims he went down to South America and took a banned substance under U.S. law. It'd be a crime if he did it here, but he's somewhere else and he takes this drug, you know, for setting aside the whole Brittany Griner circumstance and her travails in Russia with the weed conviction. And then he comes back and he brags about it. And he says, you know, I attribute my last two MVP seasons to my altered mindset. It's been great for me.
That's, yeah, and no doubt. I think psychedelics can have a positive influence on people's minds. I don't know what he was taking. What was that?
Ayahuasca? Are you aware of this?
No, man, I am not.
Y-A-H-U-A-S-K-A. I'm pretty sure it's like ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's a form of DMT.
And what's DMT, man?
It's a Molly.
It's highly potent psychedelic.
So the guy went to South America and took some Molly and says, came back and had two MVP seasons. Let me read a little from the local reporting. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. You remember the fully immunized guy that got COVID last year?
Yeah, but he didn't want to take the you know, it cracks me up. People that don't want to take, you know, the pharmaceutical, vaccines, but I'll take some drugs in South America. And
I thought we tried all the drugs in college, but let me read a little bit more here. Revealed on Aubrey Marcus's podcast that he consumed ayahuasca or something that's it's probably close. Ayahuasca, prior to his back-to-back MVP seasons, crediting the plant-based psychedelic for helping produce two of the best seasons of his career, thanks to a change in mindset and the improvement of his mental health. Maybe you need some, Dom. I don't think it's a coincidence, Rodgers said, about winning his third and fourth MVPs in 20 and 21, following an ayahuasca experience in South America. I really don't, quoting Rodgers. I really don't. I don't really believe in coincidences at this point. It's the universe, man. No, I threw in the man. It's the universe bringing things to happen when they're supposed to happen. There's signs and synchronicities all around us, man. At times, if we were awake enough to see them and take them in and listen to our intuition, man, when it's speaking to us or pounding us in the head saying, hey, dummy, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You know, it's very easy to see Aaron Rodgers as a character in like a half-baked movie.
Well, I mean, I saw
him. Have you seen the new hair? Like the way he entered training camp, he looked
like with Con Air, looking like
Cage.
I'm sorry. If there's more, please continue.
Oh, there's a little bit more. Rodgers said his decision to try ayahuasca was prompted by prior experience he had with psychedelics. Marcus said Rodgers once told him that one of the best days of my life involved taking mushrooms on a beach where he subsequently felt myself merge with the ocean, as well as from listening to Marcus's podcast, Suck Up. If you're taking shrooms this weekend, folks, take the Devil's Advocates podcast with you. But not the part where Dom was talking nonsensically before. Yeah, skip that part. Rogers said people's focus on the negatives of ayahuasca, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and hallucinations. Yeah, those are some bad side effects. I don't remember getting diarrhea and vomiting. Well,
come on, man. The shrooms, absolutely. It takes too many shrooms. I mean, if you have it will impact your stomach if you have, you know, a sensitive stomach. I recall when we were in college, I think it was draft night, right? We had a big party and took some shrooms and took a little more because it took too long to impact us, and everyone started tripping balls and a few people started throwing up, and then, you know, I mean, but it was all good. No one got hurt.
I didn't throw up.
No, you didn't, but others did.
Okay. So as we make it clear, I didn't throw up that night. A little bit more. Rodgers said, talking about, you know, the side effects, vomiting, diarrhea, hallucinations, but not the deep and meaningful and crazy mind-expanding possibilities and also deep self-love and healing that can happen on the other side. He said that following the trip and ayahuasca experience, he knew that I was never going to be the same. He has been sort of a changed dude. For me, I didn't do that and think, oh, I'm never playing football again. No, I gave it a deep and meaningful appreciation of life. My intention, the first night was going in, I want to feel that what pure love feels like. It's like listening to the Devil's Advocates, fella. Come back, more devils, more hallucinogens.
You take drugs, Danny?
I'm not done yet. Thank you.
Excellent.
Move this man! Move!